Welcome to Pain, Passion, and Purpose. I am your host, Shaquita Torres, where I share mental health education, biblical teachings, and tips to help you to heal on purpose so you can walk boldly in your God-given purpose. This podcast is sponsored by Empowered Purpose Academy, a certified online Christian academy where we provide services such as certification for Christian life coaches, mentorship for master's level aspiring and existing Christian therapists, mentorship for Christians, and continued education courses for the body of Christ. You can visit www.empoweredpurposeacademy.com to learn more and to download your free guide. If you like today's episode, please subscribe and leave us a raving review so that others can tap into the knowledge and wisdom that will be shared on this podcast. Thank you so much for being here. Hey, so before I get started on today's episode, if you have not subscribed to the paid membership of my podcast community, please do. It is going to bless your life. Listen, my episodes are already like therapy / coaching sessions where I give you strategy and insight and all that good stuff. But the community, you're going to get a lot more. You're going to get more resources, more tools, and be able to ask more questions where I can create episodes around your questions, and you will be able to get discounts on some of my products and my events. So what are you waiting for? The price is very affordable. This is for those who are not quite ready to invest in one-on-one coaching with me or into the Pain, Passion, and Purpose mentorship program, which is also low, by the way, but that one is a lot more in depth. You get access to courses, you get access to a Facebook community, and all that good stuff. But this is for those who just need to just listen and just gain some tools along the way. So, what are you waiting for? Go ahead, subscribe. You won't regret it. It'll bless your life. We'll have topics around mental health and faith, biblical teachings, prayer, boundaries, communication, anxiety, depression, purpose, and so much more. I have had experience in mental health since actually about 2008 when I first finished my bachelor's program. And then from that point all the way up today and moving forward, I have gained so much knowledge, so much experience, so much wisdom, and I am anointed for it. So go ahead, hit that button, and I hope to see you in the community. Hey, you guys, hope you're doing well. So today's episode is another Ask Shaquita. And so one of the questions I am asked is, how do you do Bible study with your children? And I have two daughters. They are ages 10 and 6 right now. And my oldest one, absolutely, the Lord has definitely given me specific instructions on how to study the Bible with her. And he's also showed me, you know, her future, who she is and all that good stuff. And so as her mother, it is my job. It is my responsibility to nurture her spiritually, to nurture her physically and emotionally and all that good stuff. And my youngest daughter, yeah, she is too, but she's younger. So she definitely prays and we definitely do devotionals. We don't do them every single day. I will definitely say that there are seasons where we do studying together a lot more than others. But for my oldest daughter, it is a Bible that we use together. It's on Amazon. It's NIV. It's actually, I think it's a teen Bible. I will put the link in the description so that you will be able to click on the link and get the Bible. I like this Bible because in like every page or so, it has like questions that it asks your child to answer. And it's just so amazing. And actually her favorite part to read in the Bible is Genesis, about how God created the heavens and the earth. And she loves reading about the animals because she loves animals. She really wants to be a veterinarian one day. And so not only that, God himself pours into my daughter. There's things that she says or that she does that I've never taught her. She has wisdom that God himself has given her. And I'm just like, wow, God, like, God, I'm just blown away. And so oftentimes, I feel like sometimes parents put the responsibility on the church or the responsibility on other leaders to train their children up. And no, ma'am, and no, sir, it is your job to teach your children because it starts in the home. And she has definitely learned a whole lot more from me and a whole lot more at home than she has in church. And that's normal. It's supposed to be that way. So if you are a God-fearing person and you have children, you should definitely be teaching your children the Word of God. And I love that Bible because the parents, you learn from it too. And this past year for the pandemic, her homeschool program had a section to read scriptures, and it blessed me. There's time that I'm reading with her, or she's reading it out loud, and Holy Spirit would give me revelation of something to give to somebody else, or just to have, as FYI, and I'm just blown away. Also, you should be praying for your children, praying for your children every day. So, what have I used in the past to pray for my children? Now, of course, you pray for their covering and you pray that God just keep them and cover them. You're praying about their future, you're praying against the enemy attacks and all that. But there's this book called 31 Prayers for My Daughters that I love because it really helps you to pray about things that you may not think about unless Holy Spirit reveals it to you. Or unless it happens. And so this book to me is like a journal slash devotional each day for your daughters. And they have one too. 31 prayers for my sons, 31 prayers for my future husband, 31 prayers for my future wife, and they have the other two as well. 31 prayers for my husband, 31 prayers for my wife. And I have did both. For my daughters, on one side I will write, my prayers for one daughter. And on the other side of the journal, I write prayers for my other daughter. And I have definitely seen the manifestation of some of those prayers already. And I did that devotional almost 2 years ago. Now, I didn't do it every single day, but I would do it at least every other day. And I would just read it and just like meditate on it. And my goal is to definitely let them have the copy when they get older, Lord willing. And then for my husband, the same thing for him. I bought that book and I, did a devotional about him every day. And I love that book because it don't only just deal with the matters of their heart, but it deals with your heart as well. So, yes, that's what I recommend. If you get a chance, check it out. And just really, if you don't understand something that you're reading, research it. Go to YouTube. Like, Google is the bomb, okay? Now, of course, whenever I'm like researching stuff, what things mean, in the Bible, first of all, I try my best to allow God to give me revelation for himself to me. But there are times when I actually have to go in and do a deeper study. But your spirit man will bear witness to what you're reading to let you know if it is accurate or not. And scripture interprets scripture. So what that means is, you can read, let's say, chapter one of a particular book, and as you continue to read, it makes sense to you. It's like layers upon layers upon layers. I always tell people the Word of God is like a river. It's never ending. It's never ending revelation. It's never ending learning. There's so many levels and depths to God's Word. You can read something today and you understand it, and read the same thing a year later and get totally different revelation. Like just today, I was driving, and there's some things that God has shown me and released to me that He wants to do, but He's telling me I have to walk it out and I have to have faith to walk it out. And this requires me to really fully operate in faith. There's no room for doubt. There's no room for fear because if I allow doubt and fear to come into my life concerning the word that God gave me, it's going to cause me to like pull back. It's going to cause me to second guess everything that I'm doing because I'm not trusting God's word fully. So I want to be in faith, full-fledged, and not give the enemy no room. And as I was driving, it was like Holy Spirit was just showing me, you know, I read the armor of God prayer in Ephesians. I can't think of the book right now on top of my head, but in Ephesians chapter 6, there you go, chapter 6. And you guys, I've taught on this before. I've read it a gazillion times, the armor of God. But today, Holy Spirit just reminded me. He said, don't forget that your faith is a shield. So whenever you're operating in faith, it is a shield against the enemy. Just like in Ephesians, it said, you know, the shield of faith. Go back and read it. And so if you have a shield of faith that quenches all the fiery darts of the enemy, when the enemy try to come at me to make me doubt what God is saying or cause me to try to operate in fear, I throw up my shield, which is my faith. And I declare God's word. No, this is what God showed me. This is what God told me. I believe it. I'm going to walk in it. I'm going to operate in it. I might not see it manifest right now, but I have faith that God can do it. I have faith that God can move. And I was like, okay, God, I got you. He kept saying, don't forget your shield, the shield of faith, the shield of faith. This is what's going to carry me through this word, because this is a very, very heavy word. You know, that he has showed me, he has told my friends, he has shown other people. And so best believe the enemy is going to try to fight me. And I have to hold up my shield of faith to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy, because it's going to come. So anywho, I didn't mean to go off on a little tangent about this shield of faith, but I wanted to share that with you all and just share with you a little bit about some things you can do to cover your children, to study with your children, and also, you know, get you some pen and paper, journal, like teach them how to journal, teach them how to write down what God is saying to them. Because my daughters definitely have shared with me things they've seen in dreams or things that God has show them and told them. So yeah, children, we're the ones that cover them as their parents. So hopefully this helped you. And as I said before, I will put the link in the description box of what I've used to study with my daughters. So talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. Our prayer is that this podcast episode has blessed you. Don't forget to go and subscribe and leave us a raving review. If you would like to sow into this ministry or to this podcast, Pain, Passion, and Purpose, you can do so at anchor.fm/Pain, Passion, and Purpose or Cash App $Shakita Torres. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you next time.